This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side.
Yeah, you caught me trying to fix the microphone.
Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Someday, when I get rich and famous, I'll actually be able to get somebody to do this for me. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. Seriously. Give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on the show. Topics we're going to be discussing. One of our new sponsors makes American... Here's something that will freak you out. I mean, really freak you out. Okay? We actually make... They make American flags here in America. Go figure that one out. They're not made in China. They're made right here with American hands, American workers, and I think it's wonderful. I just think it's wonderful. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, you know, send me an email if you don't want to talk on the air, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Before we get rolling, Jason from Nashville, we'll give him a shot. He's been holding patiently. Jason, thanks for calling the show.
Joe, you sound like your little time off has you rested and ready to go out of here and play again.
Yeah, I got the whip, the sword, and the gun. I am ready to take it on, buddy. So what's got you crosswise tonight?
Well, you know, Joe, I was thinking, I'd actually been thinking on over this holiday season, the same things you were about, the politicians that just lie through their teeth, keep getting reelected. I mean, Nancy Pelosi at this point, she's become a caricature of a lying politician. I mean, I expected to see one of Jim Henson's puppeteers with her hand behind her back, you know, pulling the strings. But, Joe, let me ask you a bigger question off of this. Is this really an indictment on the American people?
Yes.
And let me explain why I'm asking you this.
Go ahead.
You know, we keep reelecting these people, but we have a society where people are basically being taught it's okay to lie, it's okay to cheat, to do whatever you have to do to get done what you want to get done.
Yep.
I mean, watch television, watch movies. I mean, we have generations now who have been brainwashed, for lack of a better word, into thinking that it doesn't matter how you get jobs done as long as you get done what you want to get done. If you have to lie to somebody, it doesn't matter. So someone like yourself, you get on here, you show how a politician is lying. People listen to you, well, now she's got to do, and oh, well, she got caught this time, but oh well. I mean, we seem to have become a country where truth and integrity just don't matter to a majority of Americans.
Well, that's because truth is, everybody's got their own truth. Everybody's got what they believe to be truth. And even my conservative / Christian friends who now they have taken on what they believe to be truth is, and they're cutting people slack. I think one of our founding fathers even said, and I know this sounds terrible, but saying the anonymous founding father, but one of our founding fathers said, look, if our legislators are corrupt, it's because the people are corrupt, and they're accepting of it. And if our legislators are righteous and upright people of integrity, it's because the people are righteous, upright people of integrity. We have become a people of handouts.
Jefferson.
Here you go. See that? I knew you'd know something I wouldn't know. But you think about it. It's why do we keep electing the same people? Is it because we don't care? Is it because we're getting ours and we don't care about anybody else? You know, these people who talk about the ACA and they don't care about anybody else who's been hurt by it. They only know that, and listen to their stories. They'll say, I got this out of it, and it's working for me.
Well, and the sad part is, Joe, they're convinced by the Democrats and supporters of the ACA that it's working for them, where if they actually took a step back and looked at the whole picture, yeah, they're actually worse off than they would have been otherwise.
I agree. I think you're exactly right. No, people need to pay attention to what's going on. Look at my next story I'm going to do is about what's her name, Mary Harf, and she was with communications for Obama, and they are out there telling the fact. Yeah, they're talking about how the reason that ISIS has been beat, the reason the economy has turned around, the reason that people are back to work are because of the policies that Obama put into place, and they're just starting to shake out. This was the same guy that blamed everything on Bush his first 5 years in office. What do you think about that?
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, the hardcore supporters of Obama, they really just don't care what the truth is. You know, there's a phrase, cult of personality, which I know you're aware of. But for somebody who's listening, if you don't know what a cult of personality is, there is such an aura around a celebrity or a politician that the people caught up in it, they could say anything, and the people around them would just be going, oh, yes, oh, you're so great, you're so wise. Obama has been a cult of personality from day one. And so that cult of personality around him is still there. And so when you get useful idiots like Marie Harf, she just keeps feeding that cult.
Yeah. Hey, I'm losing you. B, I have to go to a break. Jason, thanks for calling in. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. But next break. After the break. Got him. Become a member at Liberty HealthShip. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra-large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Those of you who are watching, you're seeing the disco light on in the background. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you just joined and you joined to listen to the California lunacy that was going on, yes, we are now a sanctuary state, although we're still going to rely on Mama to give us our milk, you know, the federal government. Just find it amazing. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Whole bunch of stuff going on up on the website. So before I get to Obama being so full of himself, I heard today that Elizabeth Warren was going to run for president. She is seriously considering it. Shows you what a bunch of loons they are. So they're their Big Ten. This is the Big Ten group, right? This is the one that's accepting and inclusive of everybody. Help me understand something here. Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden. Well, there's a colorful group. A bunch of old white people. And you say that's what we are. You say that's what conservative Republicans are. We're a bunch of old white people. But this is the best you got. Where are your people of color? Where are your people of diversity? And don't give Warren is about as much of a Native American as I am Irish, okay? But if that doesn't convince you, back in 2014, she was talking to a group of people. She didn't know she was being recorded. Let's hear what she had to say.
I hear all this, you know, well, this is class warfare, this is whatever. No, there is nobody in this country who got rich on his own. Nobody. You built a factory out there, good for you. But I want to be clear, you moved your goods to market on the roads the rest of us paid for.
No, see, the company paid for them too. Because when they buy tires, they pay these excise taxes and other taxes when they buy tires. And guess what those taxes pay for? You got it, for fixing the roads. And then they put gasoline in their vehicle, diesel, in different states across the country. And you know what? You get tagged twice for diesel because you have to pay for a diesel fuel tag in most states. That's a little sticker. You'll see them on the freeway. You know, they have found so many ways to tax us that there's smoke coming out of our founding father's grace because it was never meant to be like this. It was really that simple. She has no clues to what she's talking about.
You hired workers. The rest of us paid to educate. You.
Now, notice here. Now, there's no comment about what was paid in corporate taxes. No comment as to what was paid by the owners. I see, I'm not speaking out of school. I wasn't, and nothing against cashiers at Walmart, but I wasn't just a cashier at Walmart that ran behind a mic. I've owned a couple of businesses in my day. Ain't that, you know what? These people are brain dead, period.
We're safe in your factory because of police forces and fire forces that the rest of us paid for.
And the company paid for, and the private security that the company had to hire because you can't get there fast enough.
You didn't have to worry that marauding bands would come and seize everything at your factory and hire someone to protect against this.
Well, not physically. I mean, you guys do it via taxes and regulation, not quite the same.
Because of the work the rest of us did. Now, look, you built a factory and it turned into something terrific or a great idea. God bless. Keep a big hunk of it. But part of the...
Well, define big hunk. Because my definition of big hunk and yours are probably the same as you being a Native American and mine saying that you aren't.
Underlying social contract is you take a hunk of that and pay forward for the next kid who comes.
Yeah, don't we do that with every tax dollar that you waste? I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean, I shouldn't get ahead of myself, but every tax dollar we pay, that's supposed to go into fixing the roads, paying for the schools. You know, this is why our founding fathers originally, you couldn't vote unless you were a landowner, because then you understood what everything was about. As a landowner, you pay for those of you who own a house, you get this. Look at your tax bill. There's so many taxes and fees on there to take care of your schools, your roads, everything going on around you. You wouldn't know that if you lived in an apartment building. So it's very easy. And again, about putting down, everybody starts off the way they start. And maybe you want to be in an apartment the rest of your life. That's up to you. But what she's saying is 95% fairy tale. No, no, no. Businesses pay for the roads. They pay for the schools. They pay for the bonds that go forward. We have bonds in our area that homeowners pay for going forth. Okay? That businesses pay for through property taxes. There's all kinds of taxes that help you pay for schools, education, roadways, everything. So it's a line of malarkey when they say, to use Joe's famous words, to say that the corporations, the businesses that are successful did that and government help. It's not true. Just flat out not true. Marie Harf, she said that the strategy that led to the defeat of ISIS was laid out by Obama. The funny thing about it is I don't think I heard Mr. Obama when he said, I got bin Laden. He didn't say it was because of the strategy laid out by Bush. You know, if I missed that, send me the link, because, you know, I'm more than willing to play. You know, I try to play fair.
The strategy that has led to a virtual defeat of ISIS in the caliphate, in Syria, in Iraq, is largely a strategy that was laid out during the Obama administration by military commanders. Now, President Trump has loosened the rules of engagement. He has a...
No, let's get this straight. He's actually taken the handcuffs off of our military men to be able to actually go do something. He's taken the handcuffs. Now what he's done is you don't have to call home for permission to shoot somebody. Right? Our pilots, our military men, they don't have to, you know, hey, I got so-and-so in my crosshairs, let's call D.C. Doesn't work that way anymore. They can make the decisions in the field. The way it should always be. You have a president of the United States that had to ride a bike with a helmet, elbow pads, and knee pads, and he's making decisions as to who we're going to wipe out overseas. Seriously? No, really. And I loved it. They made fun of President Trump for holding his cup like a sippy cup. But I guess ex-President Oblamo, when he had all the pads on, when he was bowing to the Japanese prime, that was all okay. Right? Talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I've got a lot more coming up. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you.
With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Roman Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, join my pips, my politically incorrect posse. You will see a little button up there for Patreon. You know, you can start as little as for the price of a cup of coffee, right? Every month, for the price of a cup of coffee, you can join my little Pips Club and help support the show. We have been pummeled by social media when it comes to Facebook and Twitter and Google and all that, YouTube. They have stifled us tremendously in getting the message out. So now it's much more expensive and harder to reach everybody. So again, I'm not begging. Refuse to beg for money. You want to hear the show. You want to keep it on. Not that we're going anywhere anytime soon, but it's a way you can help support in a very minor way, but it would mean a lot. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Also, we've got a Facebook feed going on. A lot of people enjoy being on Facebook and enjoying Facebook. You guys get to talk back and forth with each other. And frankly, I got to tell you something. There are smarter people than I in the Facebook feed. Actually, in all the feeds, frankly. We're talking about, God, what is her name?
Elizabeth Warren.
No, where are you? You're like two segments behind.
No.
I'm glad you listened to me.
You were talking about her.
No, I was talking about that, what's her name? The woman that, yeah, I was playing it. We ran out of time. Mary Huff, or whatever her name is.
Mark.
Harf,
oh,
right. Harf, Huff.
Marie.
That's her name. There you go. I had it here somewhere. Marie Harf. And she's going off on how the reason we beat ISIS, the reason we're doing so well, the economy's doing well, we're beating ISIS, is because of the process that President Oblamo put, ex-president, I don't want you guys going to convulsion here. Ex-President Oblamo put into place. But I think it's really funny how, you ever notice the first 4 or 5 years that he was in office, Oblamo, that everything was Bush's fault. Everything negative, everything that wasn't going right was because of the policies and processes that President Bush put into place. Everything that was going right, anything that was turning around, anything that was looking better was because of the processes that Obama put in place. So using that logic, wouldn't that mean that all the positive stuff taking place is because of President Trump? And all the negative stuff happening is because of President Obama? I'm just using his same logic. I'm just asking. But this girl, I never, you know what? I never liked her to begin with. I never, even when she was behind the podium, I always felt she was lying to us. She had that look on her face of disdain, like she didn't want to be there to begin with. I guess she's a great balance over at Fox News. Let's listen to her try to explain this a little more.
Allowed the military to use more bombs, for example, and so I think that has helped. But for me, the bigger question is, what is the strategy going forward? There's tens of thousands of ISIS fighters who, once they lose this territory in Syria and Iraq, are going to go back to Europe. They're going to go online. They're going to radicalize people like we've seen try to commit terrorist attacks here.
I think it's really funny how she wants to know what his strategy is. Two things. Obama didn't have a strategy. The strategy was let them do what they want to do. That was the strategy, right? It was a strategic wait out or something, whatever he called it. And President Trump has already said a million times, I'm not telling you what I'm going to do. Which, I mean, this is hilarious. I mean, President Obama dropped leaflets. We're bombing this place tomorrow. No wonder he couldn't shut ISIS down. And it isn't just because President Trump said, hey, I'm going to give them more bombs to drop. No, it's because President Trump said, look, I don't know anything about running a war. I don't know how to blow places up. We'll leave that to the military. And we handed it over to Mad Dog Mattis. We let him do his thing. And now these guys are a former shell of themselves. But they are not gone. Don't get yourself all pumped up to believe that they're gone and they don't have any power. Because they still do. We had General Valley on with us last week or the week before. Yeah, it had to be the week before. And we were talking about how they're not gone. They have retreated. They're not as strong as they were. Yes, we've hit them with a blow for sure. But it's not over. They've still got territory. They've still got equipment. They've still got a way to fight. The only way we're going to really beat them is to hit them 24/7, totally annihilate them until there's pretty much none of them left. What I think is really funny is what's happening in Iran right now. Right? I mean, we heard the press got it wrong again. This is why I say to you, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, the whole alphabet news group got it wrong. Right? President Trump, because of his tweets, was driving the people into the arms of the current regime. Really looks like that on the street, doesn't it? The Iranians have had it. They've had it with their regime. They've had it with their leaders. They want it the way it used to be, when they really truly had freedom. They didn't get whipped in the streets for wearing the wrong thing or speaking the wrong way. They, you know what? We should be supporting those people. Seriously, we should. What do they need from us, for real, in beating their regime? Because they just got a whole bunch of money from us. So I think we should. I think we should support them and help them any way we can. That's just my. And as far as North Korea goes, I'm still thinking some lakefront property would be nice. You know what I'm saying? That's right. We can call it the fifth Great Lake. North Korea, Great Lake, you know what I'm saying? Come on, wink, wink. NBC star Deborah Messing. Now, no relation, obviously, but I saw this and had to laugh, right, because she's from Hollywood. They've got all the answers. They know what's right. We don't. Her 13-year-old son wanted to protest during the national anthem. And Deborah says that she's very proud of her son for not being proud of his country. Well, politically correct, Debbie. She was a star of Will and Grace, and many got really mad at her for it, and I don't blame them. See, look at, I'm the guy that's in for free speech. I got it. Your son has no clue what is he protesting? Does he know? Can he sit down and write a little essay on it? Can he really tell you? Is he going to tell you it's how Americans treat black people? How Americans treat them. How do we treat black people? I just had a black conservative on and says this is all a line of bunk. I can bring another dozen on if you want. I'm just curious. I'm curious as to when does it become okay? When do we make amends? Are we still, hanging black people? Are we still using them in the fields? Are we still not allowing them in a house at night? I mean, I don't understand what's going on. We have come a long way, even from the 70s, when I was growing up as a kid and I saw some of this stuff happening. Messing took the Instagram to show an emotional support for his son after he asked permission to protest the national anthem at a New York Rangers game. She said, "Please stand for the Star-Spangled Banner," as the post read. "Son, Mom, I want to sit down to protest. Can we do that?" "Yes, honey, we can do that." But he still put his hand over his heart. What's he protesting? What's he doing? What does the sitting down mean? Really, seriously. You know, I can get really crazy and rude about this. Here's the deal. In any other country, if you sat for this, right, they would shoot you. They would throw you in jail. They would do unspeakable things to you. That's how oppressive America is. That's how oppressive our flag is, isn't it? Come on. You talk about the oppression of this country from a man who made $16 million a year. He was talking about how oppressive this country is. He belongs to a group of people. He's in a membership, a very small membership, who 73% of the group is black. Who are they oppressing? It ain't the black people. So this is a line of bunk. This is to bring attention to all the wrong things. Active duty U.S. Army officer, writer, and commentator Jeremy Hunt told Fox and Friends Monday morning that Messing's viral post shows that we can't take patriotism for granted anymore at all. Look at what we're doing to these young kids. You know, the progressive left is getting done exactly what they set out to do. Here's a 13-year-old that doesn't know why he's protesting, but he's going to do it because the American flag is a sign of oppression. Seriously? Is this what you're teaching your kids? I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
Back. I think me and my baby are both American-made. Yeah, last I checked, anyhow. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My God, it seemed like I flew by. Didn't it? Yep. I think so. Me too fast. I didn't say everything. I mean, I got so many windows open. Because I want to, there was so much more I needed to say, but you look at, I got all week, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, head up to the website, realside.com, watch live, listen live, take the poll, get the book, get the mug, get everything you can get your hands on. Seriously, I would appreciate it, so would my bank book. Always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. You want to send me a story, you want me to talk about something in particular, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Put a TRS in the subject line so I know it's you and you're not trying to sell me something, okay? Seriously. So, we were talking about that Deborah Messing story. And Tammy had refreshed her screen or loaded it up on her screen. I hadn't on mine. I had it sitting open for a couple of days. And I took a screenshot of it before I did, but I went ahead and did a refresh, and it's gone. It said the photo or video has been removed from Instagram. Now, I don't think Instagram moved it, because they don't remove much of anything, especially from somebody like that. But it's gone. So, and look at, they don't realize, they think they're making some kind of statement. I don't know what statement they think they're making, really. I mean, you're disrespecting the people who died to honor that flag. If you want to disrespect the country, if there's something that you don't agree with the country's doing, there are so many other ways of doing it. I mean, these people are really, this is, I'm sorry, guys, you're going to find this unacceptable, but this is akin to going in and urinating on graves of dead veterans. Do you understand that the flag is a symbol? It is not the reason. It is the symbol of all of those of the freedom that this flag represents across the world. When people in other countries see that flag coming, they don't go running. They run to the flag, not away from it. That flag is a symbol of freedom. Have we done things wrong in the past? Duh. Yes. But we go out of our way to make them better. We always go out of our way to make it better as Americans. This country is always endeavoring to do more. How many of the countries across the globe go running to the aid of other countries when there's natural disasters happen? They stay as long as we do. They help out as long as we do. And some of you morons on Facebook who actually go, why are we sending aircraft carriers and destroyers to places that have natural disasters? I wish you guys would get information before you start making these stupid comments. Because an aircraft carrier can put out like 3,000 meals a day. What else do you want to send there? A McDonald's on wheels? I mean, seriously. They've got hospital beds. They can clean water, millions of gallons of water to make it drinkable for those people who can't get it anymore. So before you go spouting off of the mouth like you have a clue, why don't you get a clue first? Show me the insanity of the left, too. Disney put a Trump robot in the Hall of Presidents. And you know the problem they're having with it? People are screaming at it. People are actually going by it and screaming at it. I'm sure he's taking notes. God, you people are sick. That's how far the hatred has come. I wonder how many conservatives go by Obama's statue and call it all kinds of names and yell at it. Really. I'm telling you. I keep saying this because I want it to go down in history. I think that you're going to find out somewhere down the road the hoax that was perpetrated on American people with the presidency of Mr. Obama. The reality behind his presidency. Really, seriously. I mean, Jimmy Carter's got a big smile on his face, and it ain't because he hit the lottery. Well, maybe he hit the presidential lottery. I think he's been moved up a notch from the worst president that we've ever had. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see, what else have we got? Oh, I got so many things here I need to get to, or should get to, or want to get to. Who can I tee? Oh, here we go. Massachusetts High School eliminated the term freshman to be more inclusive. I always love when they say that, to be more inclusive. So let's make sure we tweak everything around to make the 0.10% happy and forget about everybody else. In East Hampton, Massachusetts, a high school is trying to eliminate the word freshman. Now, East Hampton High wants to change the term to first-year students to be more gender inclusive. The change was recommended by a Gender and Sexuality Alliance group at the school. The group went through the school's handbook and came up with suggestions on how the language could, you know, it's just their, it's, what it is their offense at the word men. That's what it is. I mean, seriously. You look around and see what's going on. These hardcore feminists are doing everything they can to push out the term men. They want nothing to do with men. They think men are useless. And what I really must really make them nuts is there was a man required to bring them into existence. That must make them nuts. Can't get out of their skin fast enough, can they? Currently, high school students would have the right of free speech to use the term freshman. The school would have a very high bar to show that there was some type of harm that would happen with that term being used. The school superintendent released a statement making it clear that students could still say freshman if they chose to. East Hampton High School was recently instructed to undergo diversity and inclusive training after being investigated by the Attorney General's office for racial incidents at the school. I wonder, well, wait a minute. If you're being investigated for racial incidents, how did that turn into gender inclusivity? Oh, you know what happened? It probably was people got mad at the gender they were being called, then realized that maybe the other person was black or Asian or what have you, and it became a racial issue. What do you think? Sounds stupid, huh? Yeah, it's because it is. It is. We are so concerned about gender fluidity that we don't care about anything else. Nothing else makes a difference. We don't care what, who, how, where, when. Right? I mean, sir, look it. A UCLA study, this I just find this interesting. Somebody had said something to me a while back that I blew off, and I saw this story and said, okay, well, maybe it's true. UCLA study says that 27% of California teens are gender nonconforming. Now, when you talk to some of these kids alone, not with their buddies around or other parents, some of them just say it's a thing to do. That's easier than fighting it. Study conducted by UCLA's William Institute found that a significant percentage of people between the ages of 12 and 17 in California self-identify or state that others view them as gender nonconforming and not male or female. Furthermore, the teens do not suffer from a higher suicide risk compared to their gender-conforming counterparts, which I think is a line of bunk. They keep using the suicide rate against or to prove that the LGBTQ group is much more susceptible to suicide because they're bullied. I find that just interesting to no end. What about all the other kids that are bullied? Shouldn't their suicide rates, if logic follows through, shouldn't the other kids that are bullied for different reasons also have a high suicide rate? What about the kids that are bullied for racial reasons? What about the kids that are bullied for speech impediment reasons? Maybe they have a, I don't even know what they call it now, but physical challenge. How come those rates aren't the same rate? I'm just asking the question. I know I'm going to get nasty emails about it, but it's just a question. What would the difference be? If kids in one group, maybe they're being made fun of, but they're being questioned. I know I'm called a bully because I will openly say I don't believe in same-sex marriage. That means I'm bullying the gay and lesbian community, which is wrong. It's a lie. It's a way for them to try to push an agenda of theirs. Now, the study of gender nonconforming young people was based on California Health Interview Survey, which asked 1,500 individuals in age range two questions. Right? The first question asked, are you male or female? Follow-up question asked interviews to provide the following determination. A person's appearance, style, dress, or the way they walk or talk may affect how people describe them. How do you think other people at the school would describe you? Interesting. How to sow doubt and make them feel bad and question their PC-ness. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'm back tomorrow. And as you can tell, I'm raring to go. Hopefully you are too. God bless. Thanks for being with me today.